SOP266. Today we're talking about the RO5 portable recorder from Roland, as well as some great tips on podcasting from Grammar Girl.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to producing to promoting and all points in between. Everything you want to know about podcasting you can find at theschoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to contact me, I would love to hear from you. My email is dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. That's 888-563-3228. And of course, you can leave a comment out of the show notes at schoolofpodcasting.com. I should mention that today's show is brought to you by the ElectroVoice RE320. To find out more information, go to electro-voice.com/RE320. I'm actually not using it right now. I'm actually using a portable recorder, but let me tell you just a little bit about it. It's a great microphone. I've been talking about all the technical specs, the neodymium magnet, and the fact that it's noiseless. Here's the great thing. I love the way it sounds. It's very clear, and no matter where my mouth is, it has consistent volume, and it doesn't change the tone. Now, of course, the RE320 is the little brother from the RE20 from ElectroVoice, which if you go into any radio station, you're just going to see RE20s, and this one not only has that heritage, but it has a little switch. It's great for recording not only just vocals, but also instruments such as a guitar or a bass drum, things of that nature. It's going to be used by people in the industry, both live and studio, from broadcasters and podcasters. And again, check it out at electro-voice/RE320 for more information. Now, I am using right now the RO5. From Roland. This is, I talked about before, where I got it at Same Day Music. And here's the great thing about it. Number one, I love the fact that it's pretty durable. It's got a metal case on it. You can hear me moving my papers here with my notes. That's because I want to get out of the car. I'm actually recording this right now in my car. And I've taken you since, I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, I'm actually broadcasting from Cleveland, Ohio. And today, we're going out to the banks of Lake Erie. As I look out here, a bunch of people are fishing. We got people carrying kayaks. But here's the thing. Number one, I really like the built-in microphones, which is what I'm using now. And the reason I bought it is I wanted something that had a great display. I wanted to see my recording levels, and I can actually adjust those right now. And I wanted to be able to see my recording levels, and that was important to me. Whereas I had a Zoom H4. Now, right now, that model is now the Zoom H4N. They come out with a new model. And the H4N, my Zoom H4, actually, it got caught in some cords on my feet. I ripped it, I threw it across the room, and that was the end of it. If you're looking for versatility, this is really not the unit. The Zoom H4, which is comparatively priced, has XLR inputs. So you can plug a microphone directly into it. Now, the RO5, which is what I'm using right now, has a mic input, but it's an 1/8-inch jack. And you can hear the waves now as I get over by the lake here. And the Zoom H4, again, has you can do 1/4-inch or XLR inputs as I go down on the beach here. And it also functions as a USB interface. And so you might say, well, Dave, why did you not buy the Zoom H4N? And I would say, well, because, boy, those waves are getting loud now. Because I wanted a display that I could read, and the Zoom H4, along with its little brother, Zoom H2, have small displays, and my eyesight just isn't that good. So really, when it comes to picking a recorder, if you want a recorder, it's going to depend on what you need. I needed something I could read. I wanted something that I could adjust the volume on as I recorded, and so that's why I went with the RO5. So I really do like it. It does have a line input, which is where I'll be normally using it. I'll just have the output from my mixer go right into that. But, you know, and then the other thing it has, which I'll go ahead and put on now because I'm walking out on a pier, is I'm going to put this on. I have a windscreen. And the thing I like about it is the windscreen doesn't really seem to bother the recording of it. And it does a good job of blocking the wind, which is what it's supposed to. So my overall reaction to the Zoom, to the R05 from Roland, number one, I love it. It does exactly what I want it to do. I can clearly see my recording levels, which for me was the most important feature. You know, I don't need I can still use my Zoom H4 as a USB interface if I need one. And I also, like I said, I like the microphones. I'll play a little bit at the end of the podcast, after the ending. If you want to hear, I recorded my band this weekend, so you can actually hear me play the guitar at the end of the podcast. I'll put that at the end, because it really has nothing to do with podcasting. But if you're thinking of doing a podcast and you want a portable recorder where you're going to be recording live events, you might want to know what the microphones sound like. This thing is about the size of a cigarette pack. It's really small compared to the Zoom H4, which is another thing I like about it. It's big enough to not lose, and small enough to, you know, fit in your pocket. And I got it, again, from Same Day Music. The reason I like it, because it does go for about $250. Oh, let me explain one of the things I don't like about it. It doesn't come with an electrical cord. It's battery only. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't have a cord. You just have to buy it separately, which is another, like, $30. So now you're getting close to, you know, $300 by the time you buy the unit and the electrical unit, with shipping and all. Now, I did buy mine from Same Day Music. You can find it at schoolofpodcasting.com/Same Day Music. And they do have the option that I did use, which is to break it into multiple payments. So that made it actually affordable in my book. Still a lot of money. I'm not sneezing that away, but it did make it affordable. You have 60 days to, you basically, in my case, I put down $125 and I have 60 days to get the other $125 to them. Pending, of course, that I like it, which I do. So that's the one thing I really disliked about it, is the fact that it doesn't have an electrical outlet. But on the other hand, the Zoom H4 used to go through batteries like nobody's business. It was insane how quickly it would chew up batteries. And I recorded my band this weekend. So that was about 3 hours. And now I'm still using those same batteries, and it's going strong. So it doesn't seem to chew batteries, where the Zoom H4 went through, maybe an hour and a half tops. And it was time to change the batteries in that thing. So hope you're enjoying the sounds of lovely Lake Erie as I look out. I don't see any dead fish, and it's not on fire. So, you know, it's a good day here in Cleveland. All right, Mother Nature providing my own transition things here. Next thing I wanted to talk about, some tips from Grammar Girl. Now, Grammar Girl, if you're not familiar with her, I'm going to walk away from the lake a little bit here so get some more sounds of the seasons here. But Grammar Girl is the podcaster that got on the Oprah show. Her name is I always mess up her first name. It's like filet mignon. Mignon Fogarty. And she started her own podcasting network over at quickanddirtytips.com. And she put out an article. It was about growing your fan base. And there were some great tips in here. I'll put a link to the whole article if you want to read it. Again, out at our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. But she did a research on the top 200 podcasts in iTunes. And she was talking about the importance of putting out evergreen material. And what is evergreen material? Evergreen material, let me give an example of what is not evergreen material. I've done in the past, I've interviewed Paul Culligan about his upcoming Podcast Secrets classes. And, you know, those are great, but once Podcast Secrets came and went, that content really wasn't useful anymore. If I was doing a tech podcast and I was doing a news show, that wouldn't make much sense to do the news. Because, you know, next week it's old news. And so, you know, that would be like me talking about, Charlie Sheen at this point. He's old news at this point. We all know he's crazy. And, good luck to Charlie. So evergreen content is things like tips. She mentioned things like, health tips, sex tips, money tips,
things that are going to be good today as they were a year ago. And she looked at podcasts, the top 200 podcasts in iTunes, and she said that now 65% of the top 200 have some sort of name recognition, have some sort of flamethrower behind them to get the word out. These are the Adam Carollas, the ESPNs, the NPRs, people that have some other form of promotion so that people go, oh, yeah, I've heard of this person, you know, the Mark Marins, the, you know, things like that. They're on Comedy Central, things of that nature. So she said now 65%. So that means 35% of the podcasts in the top 200 of iTunes are just like you and me, right? There's no radio station that's helping to promote them. They're not a movie star. They're not a comedian. They're not a celebrity. Just you and me in the basement. 35% of the people on iTunes are just like you and me. Now, she looked at those 35% and she looked at their content, and 80% of their content was evergreen. So that to me goes, wow, that's powerful stuff. Now, she looked at her network, Quick and Dirty Tips, which is almost exclusively evergreen, right? It's tips on nutrition, on fitness, on grammar, on legal, on sales, on math. It's just nothing but tips. And 70% of her downloads are from her back catalog. Whereas if you do a tech podcast, which is very time sensitive, many times they're talking about the release of Lion, the new, you know, Mac OS, which of course, you know, in a year from now nobody's going to care about that. And so tech podcasts have a very huge spike. That first month you're going to get downloads, and after that, because you're still putting out content, you know, that information no longer gets downloaded. Now, a lot of my podcasts are evergreen. I do a tip show for musicians. I do a tip show for weight loss. I do a weekly web tools kind of thing. And I do a commentary podcast that's basically, again, not very time sensitive. They're little stories and things of that nature. So that's not to say that if your show is not evergreen, you shouldn't do it. And that was one of her other tips. She said, she actually, don't be afraid to scrap a podcast. If you start to do it and it's just not working, you're not getting your audience, you're not getting any interaction, things of that nature, and you're doing the things you should be doing. You're promoting it, you know, you're not just doing a, hey, I put it out there and I should be, you know, loved by the world now. That doesn't work. You've got to work it. You got to work it, baby. And so she mentioned how she did a science podcast before she did Grammar Girl. Which, of course, got her on Oprah. Callie Lewis, who does Geek Beat TV now, before she did that show, which is wildly popular, you know, she did a religious podcast, and she scrapped it. And so, you know, don't hesitate in some cases to go, you know, I thought this was a good idea, and it's not. You know, I've tried a couple podcasts where I thought, I'm going to take the content. I have about enough content for 4 or 5 episodes on my own, and then I'll get interaction with the audience, and then I'll use them to feed me more content. Well, that didn't work because you need more than 4 or 5 episodes to start building an audience. I didn't get any feedback, and that podcast died on the vine. And rather than sit around and try to revive a dead horse, I just said, you know what, it was worth a shot. And, you know, every now and then I go back and put out a new episode, but I realized that some of those podcasts are dead. So think about evergreen content. I thought that was a great tip from Grammar Girl, and I'll put a link again to that article out at the website. There is, speaking of podcasts coming back from the dead, if you go to todayinpodcasting.com, this is a podcast that I do with Gary Leland from Podcast Pickle, with Paul Colligan, who I previously mentioned, paulcolligan.com, Rob Walsh from Wizard Media, and Today an iPhone, and Podcast 411 back in the day. We have resurrected that, and we're going to be using it. We've been kind of selected to be the official podcast of Blog World. So we've resurrected that to talk a little Blog World and talk a little podcasting. There's a great, if you go to Today in Podcasting, Rob, speaking of stats, has a great insight into Twitter and podcast listeners, and he basically says there's no correlation. So go check that out at todayinpodcasting.com. Last but not least, as I get to head out the door here, I, number one, want to thank you very much for listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. I know you're your time is valuable. I do want to mention that we have just a couple, and I mean by that like just a couple, slots left at freepodcastbootcamp.com. I mentioned this last week, and that is the it's a class I'm going to be doing for about anywhere from 8 to 10 weeks. It's going to be kind of it's going to be very loosey-goosey, and it is designed for if this is you. If you have no website, if you have no equipment, you have an idea to podcast, but you haven't acted on it, and you've been kind of hesitant, you'd kind of wish somebody would come along and just show you the way. I'm here to show you the way now. Go over to freepodcastbootcamp.com. The catch of the freeness is, number one, when you buy your equipment, when you buy your web hosting, I'm probably going to make a small commission on that. And last but not least, at the end of the show, at the end of the series, you'll be asked to make a donation. And if you thought it was valuable to you, you can make a donation. If you go, but Dave, I'm broke, I don't have any money, then God bless and enjoy your podcast. So that's the new thing I'm doing over at Free Podcast Bootcamp. It is an experiment right up front. Now, I am a teacher, so I've got the outlines and I'll have the PowerPoints and things like that. And if you're interested, like I said, hurry quick. It starts August 1st, and I've only got a few seats left. And I'm only letting in 10 people because I don't want it to be this massive thing. We kind of have to control it a little bit. So thanks for tuning in. I did mention I will play a smidge of my band, just a smidge, just so you can hear what this thing sounds like recording live music. But if you want to start a podcast and you want to do it in a quicker time than 8 to 10 weeks, go over to the School of Podcasting. I've got step-by-step tutorials. I've had people that'll sign up for the week, go through every single tutorial, have a podcast at the end of the week, and off they go. Now, if you want a little slower pace, you can sign up for a month. There are all sorts of different packages. We've got step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources out there. So if you need podcast graphics, you know, if you go over to Podcast Album Art, that's Daniel Lewis's site. He's a graphic artist, and we're going to have coupons for that site coming up. If you need music for your podcast, we've got resources. Like if you go over to schoolofpodcasting.com/free music, you can see there where there's some great resources for music you can get on CD, and that's just one of the resources. So we've got resources, we've got tutorials, and you've got me to ask questions along the way over at theschoolofpodcasting.com. So start a podcast today. Quit waiting around. It's a great time to start podcasting. So thanks so much for listening. We will see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Until then, signing off from the lovely banks of Lake Erie, class is dismissed. Here's my banker.